Recently, the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, or MMAC, heard presentations about recovery school districts in Tennessee and Louisiana. Basically, those states have taken over the running of some chronically low-performing schools. Public education advocates believe the business group wants a similar program in Milwaukee. But MMAC President Tim Sheehy says a Milwaukee recovery district is not on the front burner.
We have no specific plans for a quote-unquote recovery district in Milwaukee, but we did a month or two ago have a couple speakers that talked about the turnaround in educational achievement in Louisiana and in New Orleans specifically, as well as Tennessee. So our goal is to continue to expose people to ideas about what's working in urban education.
But the recovery school idea was the target of one protest outside the Commerce Group's offices this week, and will be part of the discussion tomorrow at a march and rally titled Public Education as a Civil Right. Retired Milwaukee Public Schools principal Richard Cohn is helping organize the rally. Cohn says the recovery districts are part of an agenda to undermine public education.
It's not really about solving some of the problems that our children are having in schools. It's more about how schools are funded and, you know, political control over education.
Cohn says even though the state put more money into public school aid this year, he says it wasn't enough, and at the same time, privately run voucher schools have been expanded. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.